This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
The mayor of a small North Arkansas town has been shot by a prison parolee, police say. The mayor of Everton supported the release of Justin Bates from prison 11 years after he was convicted of murder. But Wednesday night, Bates was at his father's home with the mayor and allegedly shot the mayor in the back and in the hand. Boone County Sheriff Danny Hickman says the motive isn't clear, but men knew each other from years ago.
Mayor Jurtis was, the way I understand, kind of a mentor toward Mr. Bates. Mr. Bates had just got out of prison on a second-degree murder charge in September of 2010.
Bates was arrested after a seven-hour standoff and is in prison on a million-dollar bond. He's being charged with attempted capital murder.
Today, the Fayetteville Animal Shelter is hosting its first-ever Free Cat Friday event. All of the available cats and kittens will be spayed or neutered, microchipped, vaccinated, and ready to go to their new home. The shelter is open until 5:30 this afternoon, and all the cats will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. The shelter is using donation funds to waive the adoption fees for all of the cats adopted today. More information is available at 444-3459.
The Drennan Scott Historic Site is changing operating hours effective immediately to include additional hours on Fridays. The new hours are 1 until 5 Thursdays, 10 until 5 on Fridays and Saturdays. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith completed a restoration of the home, which is now a classroom and lab, as well as a museum site, after receiving several grants totaling more than $5 million. There is no fee to visit the site. You can call 262-2750 for more information.
The grand opening celebration for the EOA Children's House in the Pat Walker Center for Children is Monday, June 20th. The celebration will begin at 10:30 a.m. at the center located at 2577 North Lowell in Springdale. More information is available at childrenshousenwa.org.
First Thursday, Fayetteville is seeking artists to participate in the July 7th Streetside Art Walk program. Artists will be selected through an open application process, which will be followed by a juried review. All genres of art will be considered. To be considered, you must apply online by the 25th of each month at firstthursdayfayetteville.com/apply. The outdoor art walk will also include live music, a large charity beer garden, and a kids zone. The event is free and will be open to the public.
Last night, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals defeated the Springfield Cardinals 7-1 in one of the fastest nine-inning games in Arvest Ballpark's history. At 2 hours and 15 minutes, the game fell just short of setting an Arvest Ballpark record. The quickest nine-inning game in the park's history was 1 hour and 57 minutes on June 4th in 2008. Buddy Bauman pitched 7 scoreless innings, and Kurt Mertens chipped in 4 RBI. The Naturals will face the Cardinals again at 7 o'clock tonight at home.
And playing now for the Springfield Cardinals, former Arkansas Razorback Zach Cox.
Yay.
So you can see the former Razorback tonight at Arvest Stadium as well.